opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:05 in the morning, October the 30th. My gosh. Tomorrow is Halloween, when we all dress up in costumes legally instead of like we have usually around here, when we just put on masks and strange clothing and run around the offices and stuff. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Bad Bob is on jury duty. He went down for jury duty today. Now, can you imagine having Bad Bob as a juror? As he sits there and he's thinking to himself, well, he must be guilty. I mean, the police arrested him. He must be guilty. And the DA wouldn't make a mistake. The DA would just, you know, if he brought charges against, they must have thought about it. And if he was really, I mean, really, you know, if it wasn't that bad, they would have just, like, made some kind of deal and let him walk away, you know, for the 8th or 9th or 20th. The guy's probably been on, and they won't let us talk about it. He's probably been in here like 163 times. Guilty, guilty, guilty. See, you can ask those questions to Bad Bob if I was a lawyer. So we have Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
Or Producer Bob. Or San Francisco Giant Bob.
Yes, all of the above.
I bet you just sat there in front of your TV last night with tears rolling down your face. There was no game.
Actually, I was relieved there was no game because they would have been facing Justin Verlander of the Tigers had there been a game.
They killed him the first game. They killed him. Verlander doesn't have it. You know, here's the thing is I'm almost starting to agree is that, you know, if you look at the statistics, and you know what? Baseball is a game of statistics. All it is. And they come up with statistics for everything. I mean everything. They come up with, you know, what happens if a team that's been off for 5 days that goes into the World Series. Well, guess what? The same thing that happened to the Tigers happened to the three other teams that had a 5-day layoff before they went to the series, starting back like in the 1920s or 30s or whatever it was, whenever they started these long playoff things. Every team lost the series in 4 or 5 games. So what do you think about that?
I had seen that. I think there were three other identical scenarios where one team swept and the other team went to Game 7, and every time the team that went to Game 7 coming into the series won the series, their momentum carried them.
They carried them over. So if I was, and I try and find some kind of rules, if I was a team that time and you got the other guys in a rope and it's 3-0, I think I'd throw a game. Oh, can you do that? Okay, why don't you try and find Wells Fargo? And meanwhile, there's other statistics that's in the air that, according to Gallup, Romney's up 52-45. And Obama has said, you remember when I said yesterday about Benghazi and about how this whole thing is a bunch of crap, what they said? You know, I used Bing West, great article, Bing West, Colonel Bing West, United States Marine Corps retired. Bing is, I guess, famous throughout, not just the military, but in political circles, is he's written numerous books about, especially about the war in Iraq. Well, he writes wars about leadership and about winning wars and what causes the losing of wars, etc. But he wrote just a scathing book on Bush and on how he handled the Iraqi war, which, of course, we all know was not that good. Even though that Bush was listening to his best advisors, they were wrong about how many people we could put in there, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, he's written this really great article in which I talked about yesterday, and you can always go back in the archives and listen, but essentially what it says is what Obama was saying and his people was just wrong. That's not what happened. They were yelling for help. They were on the line for help, and there were 7 different command posts, large combat operation centers, large ones, Africa. How about CIA? How about CENTCOM? How about Washington, D.C.? And this. All of them on there listening to what was going on, listening to this former SEAL asking for help. And we were within 2 hours of putting troops there. We could have had troops there in 2 hours. We could have had jets there in something like 45 minutes, screaming over the city. Now, how many times have we done this before? And it has happened. You send the jets screaming over the city, busting the sound barrier, and you make these people run. And since he could laze the targets, they could have had precision bombing. Obama's administration chose to do nothing. Was Obama even aware of it? That's the question. Or was he getting ready to go on his campaign tour the next day, which he did, to Las Vegas? Is this somebody that's completely detached? Or is the American people starting to realize that, oh, my gosh, we just had an ambassador killed, and he's on his way to Las Vegas? All right, enough of that. We're going to be talking about that later. Now what we're going to talk about is the devastation back on the East Coast has affected what's happening on Wall Street and our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, what's happening?
Well, equity markets will be closed for a second day due to Hurricane Sandy. Despite market closures, economic data is expected to be released with the August reading on the Case-Shiller Index. On the earnings front, most third-quarter results have been delayed until later in the week, with the exception of Ford Motors, which posted a positive profit tally this morning. Turning to the fixed income debt, markets are closed today after yesterday's shortened trading session. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. And we know, it must be frustrating everywhere else in the United States except New York. You know, you're trying to figure out what's going on there. But our friends at Wells Fargo and the Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. And you can go down and talk to them at Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. These are good people that know what's going on. All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by Taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, we're ringing that bell. Beat that drum. But it's only Tuesday. This is usually a Friday song. 7:15 in the morning, October the 30th, almost out of this month. Tomorrow is Mask Day. Mask Day. So if you can wear a mask to work. Well, you can here. I don't know if it's a good idea to walk in the bank wearing a mask and saying, you know, that you had a deposit or something, you want to do a withdrawal. That, who knows what would happen. anyway, 7:15 in the morning, 530-605-4567. Bob, what is the weather?
Well, we may all be dressing in raincoats tomorrow night. Carl, we're seeing mostly sunny skies today with a high near 75 for Redding. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 50, then a chance of rain moving in beginning late tomorrow morning. It'll start out partly sunny, and we'll see a high near 67, but by tomorrow night, for trick-or-treating, they put the chance of rain at 90%. We'll see an overnight low around 51. Showers likely to end at some point on Thursday. A warmer weekend ahead with sunny skies and highs of 72 on Friday, 75 Saturday, and 79 on Sunday. And right now we have fair skies and 52 degrees in downtown Redding.
52 degrees. Okay, tomorrow night then is Halloween. You know, Halloween, All Hallows Eve. You know, if you go to, if you think about it, dressing up like this, where did it start? Why did people start dressing up like this? But the bottom line is, do you, when you were a kid, remember, well, okay, this is when I was a kid. This might have been a few years, you know, earlier than some other people. Bob's older than I am, so he'll remember it. The fact is that you could dress up and you could walk around the neighborhoods at night, you and your buddy or your buddies, and, you know, you could go to houses and you get candy and you get apples and, you know, I had my candy stolen one time by an older guy, older kid, which I thought was, you know, but we were rolling around on the ground before he got my pillowcase full of candy. But anyway, back then you could walk on the streets, you could walk over three or four blocks, you didn't have to worry about it. I mean, you're like 8 years old, 9 years old. You know, maybe the parents were out there, but, you know what? Nobody was getting things like a razor blade in the apple or a needle in the apple or things like this. And now, you know, you can't give just candy to kids. It's gotta be wrapped in, and nobody takes apples anymore, I guess. But bad experiences like this. When did this all start? You know, did this all start during the 60s, during the Vietnam War era? Did all this kind of stuff start when people were just angry? I mean, just really, truly angry at the government and then, you know, then at everything. I'm not sure. I don't know, maybe it was. Maybe back in the 40s this happened or the 50s it happened. I don't remember it happening in that point in time when I was growing up. Anyway, but Halloween's tomorrow night, so be careful out there. It's going to be raining. Little kids will be out, and hopefully their parents will be with them and, you know, and watching them. But still, little kids don't think. They just kind of run out. They're not really street smart, and they may just run out and because there's better candy across the street. Anybody that has sweet tarts left over, you can always come down here with it, though. And now, also, tomorrow's the last day for the fill a bag, feed a family. And we're going to have a big bag of food here, finished up by that point. All right, now, what's going on? You know, the storms on the East Coast, we were watching that last night. I mean, it was like, you know, tunnels and subways are getting inundated with water. It seems like it's the highest water level in New York City since 1820. Since they measured it in 1820. Bob, you've been following this. I mean, the water came down to Long Island Sound, and it came up the river, and it met in the Newark River, and it had no place to go to, so it started going, and it went into the Battery Street Tunnel, closed it down.
13 feet of water, a 13-foot wall of water hitting the lower portion of Manhattan.
All the power was off. Power's off to 1.8 million customers. We have 13 or 14 people killed just here in the United States. It was like 65 down in the Caribbean. And this is, I mean, people without electricity, and they said they could be without electricity for a week, if not longer. This is just, I mean, you look at Manhattan, and it's dark. So I can imagine what it's doing. Plus, it shut down all of the subways and the transit system and all that. I was wondering if it's up again today, though.
You really wonder how it's going to affect the economy in that area with the people not being able to get to work for several days because they really depend on those subways and mass transit.
Yeah, they don't have cars there. Yeah, and taking buses in and out of there. Anyway, our thoughts go out to them. Maybe it'll slow them from voting, maybe. Okay, campaigns. I'm going to take a break here, but I'm going to talk about the campaigns that are going around in our area here. And, you know, the campaigns that are going on here, I mean, in our own area, at the city level and the county level, in the state level. Those are the ones I want to talk about because, you know, frankly, I hear things and I see things and people say things that it just, I need your input, my friends, on what you're hearing. And tell me what you're thinking about some of these ads. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
In Wisconsin, government unions stormed the Capitol and spent millions to oust Governor Scott Walker. They failed. Now the fight has come to our North State. Union bosses have turned the attack on conservative Rick Bassetti, who authored the first pension reform measure in California. His opponent, Brian Dahle, is funded by government unions and refuses to support pension reform and paycheck protection. Rick Bassetti recently faced a large city deficit fueled by ballooning government pension costs. When unions refuse to grant concessions, Rick Bassetti authored pension reform and the voters overwhelmingly approved the measure in 2010. Savings from government pension reform has allowed the city to rehire police and fire back to pre-recession levels. Because of Rick Bassetti's commitment to public safety, the city and its people are safer with more policemen and more firefighters on the streets. Stand up for the North State and vote Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day today. We're going to be joined by Lucky Jez Ryan and a couple other people here in the next hour. Salvation Army 2012 kettle kickoff. How many of y'all, can you really pass a little red kettle without giving a penny? A nickel when they're bringing that bell at you. Let's think about it. Okay. I have my own bell. It was awarded to me after what we did. I think we set a record for ringing the bell the most and getting the least money, but I'm not sure. Or maybe it was the other way around. Anyway, hey, Friday at November 2nd at the Elks Lodge down on Elk Drive in Redding, there's going to be a 2012 kettle kickoff luncheon. And they're going to talk about the fundraising activities. There's a lot of people in need this year. Still, the economy is in the toilet, as we know, and thank goodness there's an election so we can do something about that. And the November and December fundraising efforts raise a lot of money to help these people. This year they set a lofty goal of $150,000. And you know what? If everybody pulls together, when you're going through those nickels, those dimes, those quarters, you know, that change when you're walking by all these places, just drop it in the kettle. But they're having this luncheon, and it's a kickoff luncheon. And enjoy lunch there at the Elks Lodge. It's going to be November 2nd, this Friday at 12 p.m. Give them a call at 530-945-7975. 530-945-7975. I don't see any cost here, so it looks like they're going to feed you for free. That's the Salvation Army Reading Corps. Okay. You know, what's happened is, you know, we follow the races here. We do. And we're going to have several of the candidates on. In fact, this week, Bassetti and Daly. Daly on Thursday, Bassetti on Friday. We're going to try and get all the city council people back on, too, this week and, in the morning. So you can take a look at them, and maybe, and I'll also try one more time with two people running for county supervisor. Now, LaMalfa versus Reed, the campaign, you know, the things that are being said. I've seen a couple of the Reed things that have been pretty, pretty rough. And then of course the Record Searchlight, which is just, you know, every chance it gets, goes after LaMalfa and whacks at him. For a number of things. In fact, the Record Searchlight says it really doesn't like either one of them. We have Chappelle and Beck. Now, seems to me, as is the city council race, this is a race of people that are going after the issues and not each other. Frankly, my hat's off to Bill Chappelle, Sherry Beck, and Dick Dickerson, Gary Cadd, and Missy MacArthur. Thank you. Thank you for going after the issues and not each other. I believe that is the way to do it. This is what I'm going to do to help our community. This is what I'm going to do to fix these things. This is what I'm going to do. This is the difference between me and my opponent. It doesn't have to be my opponent kills baby sheep. All right? On the full moon, my opponent runs out, climbs fences, and tips cows over. You know, you don't see that. I mean, and that's good. Frankly, I can't imagine Missy doing that. But you don't hear that. I saw three of them at the celebrity soup kitchen. They're all kind of standing together talking. Now, they may not be the best of friends. That's fine. But they have the interests of our community. And they each have a different platform. So you've got a choice here between Dick and Missy and Gary. And all three of them love this community. So what can you say about that? Sherry and Bill both love this community. They both are different. And so you've got a clear choice there too. Now, let's come to our friends, Rick Bassetti and Brian Daly. I like both of those gents. I like their families. I think their wives are some of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. I can't believe the things that they've been saying about each other. Here's two conservative Republicans, nice people, and the blood is flowing. And I've talked to both of them lately. And, I mean, it's kind of like this thing, it's... Have you ever seen that cartoon of this little soldier is there? Everything around him is destroyed, and he's sitting there. He's like a little block, and he's looking around. His eyes are real big, and everything around him's gone, just destroyed, and he's all messed up. And he says, "I won, I think." That's what I'm looking at here. I won, I think. You know, at what point did we cross that line? Where it was, hey, this is what I believe, and this is what he believes. Is it the PACs? And I'm starting to think that. The PACs come out that want to support a candidate, and the way they do it is they go into attack ads, and the candidates won't really have anything to say about it. But once it comes out, there it is. Like, we got a cease and desist letter from one of the campaigns saying, well, hey, gosh, that's completely untrue. Well, you can't pull things out because the other campaign doesn't like it. I mean, you just don't do that. At the same time, they were saying it, and they sent us something that was just as horrendous. It was like, oh, my gosh. Linda's driving down the street going, is this coming off our radio? Yes, it is. So it's when I see that, and I know genuinely, genuinely good people with the best interest at heart when I see this. And I'm sad. I'm sad because I like both sides, and it's sad that this is happening. I don't know. What do you think about it? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Fox Business Network, the NYSE, NASDAQ, and other exchanges in New York City are closed for a second day due to Hurricane Sandy. The bond market will also be closed, but market activity is expected to resume tomorrow. U.S. stock exchange operators are reportedly set to test a new contingency plan this morning in an effort to make sure that equity trading restarts this week in the wake of the hurricane. According to the Wall Street Journal, the plan outlined last night by the NYSE and rival exchange groups Bats Global Markets and Direct Edge Holdings would have the big board operators all electronic platform handle critical opening and closing auctions. And home prices rose in August according to the latest Case-Shiller report. Prices for the 20-city index were up 0.9% from July on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, right in line with expectations. Year over year, the 20-city index was up 2% in August, slightly more than the estimate for 1.9%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Pacino.
FreshBooks. If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning. Carl Lindebaugh, October the 30th, 530-605-4567. Let's wake up out there, my friends. KCNR1460.com. We're out there streaming and chatting. Indie Guy, Phil, good morning, all. Good morning to everybody. Hey, let's talk about this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, Espresso Joe's, the finest coffee around for great prices, specials, and mocha and everything, and they make it just the way you want it, and it's getting chilly out there, my friends. And then, of course, the finest tobacco prices in town. You won't find lower prices in town. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew have supported, Joe and Shelley, have supported our community for well over 30 years. All right. Gosh, what else is going on? You know, crime. Violent crime in the U.S. is dropping for the fifth year in a row, according to the FBI. 17% less murders, 9% less rapes, robbery is down 20%, and assault is down 13%. Unless, of course, you go to the park at night here in Reading. Then it's in property crime. No, okay, I'm just kidding about that. All right, hey, let's go to the phones. Henry, you're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
You know, Henry, we are fine. You know, just running around here. I've got, had messages out to some people, and I haven't heard yet. So we'll find out what's going on there. So,
well, I guess I listen to things other people don't sometimes. But, last night they had that Eastern catastrophe going on, and there was a news commentator up in the state of Vermont, and of course the whole town was flooded and half of it was out of power and so on and so forth. One of the comments he made was the county was still working in there in this particular building because they were forming a committee. Now maybe nobody else heard that, but I did. So that's what we need, is more committees.
Well, committees are there sometimes cloud the issue. Sometimes committees are there for a good reason.
Well,
it's only if the committees are listened to by the people that form them.
In the middle of a disaster, I think the last thing I'd want to do is form a committee.
Well, I know that the mayor of Atlantic City and Chris Christie were going at it last night, talking about get out, no, don't get out, no, it's too late to get out. And part of Atlantic City boardwalk seems to be gone.
Well, I'm sure that's a fact, yeah.
I'm glad that it wasn't worse than it was, though. I mean, you kind of think to yourself, I mean, it was bad. But, I mean, it could have been, how could it have been worse? Could the water have come in, like a 20-foot wall of water, which then would have taken out all the subways, all that stuff? I mean, could that have happened, and then they could have it would have just destroyed the mass transit system there? Or what if it had taken out their internet capabilities, or all the, all the switching stations, or over where the main trunks are to all the financial networks? What if they had gone down?
Well, that's correct. I mean, it could have been a total disaster.
It would have shut down your banks. Now, they're telling people that they should have 8 days of food and water. Now, how many of them have 8 days of food and water?
Well,
or medicine?
The grocery stores don't have 8 days of food and water.
That's right. And then they've probably been, and if you've ever been in a flood, and I have, and Linda has, is that water, once it gets up to that, that 3-4 foot level, anything from that level down is ruined.
Yeah,
I mean, you're
right.
Not going to use it again. You may think you're going to use it again, but you're not going to use it again because it starts coming apart or it's contaminated.
Well,
so how many people in New York City?
Drink it, you're going to be in worse shape than you are now.
Absolutely. So how many people in New York City or Connecticut or out there on Long Island have got 8 days of food and water?
Well, I think they have a problem back there. It's going to take a little while to get fixed.
It won't stop.
Hey, Carl, I have a question for you. I keep listening to all the political rhetoric that goes on, and everybody, well, the liberal, always talking about the middle class. Can you define the middle class?
The middle class? No, not really, because it keeps slipping.
Is the middle class the guy that makes $20,000 a year?
I think the medium.
What
they say, the medium.
Yes,
I think the people. I think the medium income is something like what, $55,000, something like that. So that's like the halfway point. So I guess middle class would be somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000.
Middle class is going to pay all the taxes, but I haven't figured out who the middle class is, because in any studies that I've ever done, it's the very wealthy that pay most of the dollars in taxes.
That's
regardless
true.
Regardless of percentage.
Well, that's true. They do. And almost all, you know, and they pay a large percentage. And if you taxed all of their wealth, of all the rich people they're talking about, if you took it all, it would, you know, would pay for the government for like 8 days. And that's it.
Well, not only that, if they took all the money that everybody in the whole United States made, they couldn't score the debt.
No. Thank you to Mr. Bush, and Mr. Obama, especially Mr. Obama.
Well, I certainly hope that Mr. Obama is out of work come November.
So. I wonder how much he gets for unemployment. Does he get unemployment?
I don't know, but it'd be interesting to see.
Because he's fired, so does he get unemployment?
He probably does. I'm not sure.
How do you apply for that? Well, if he goes to Chicago, I mean, I wonder, does he get a retirement after you've been president? Do you get a lifelong retirement?
Yes, certainly they do.
After 4 years, huh?
After 4 years.
I bet it's a great retirement, too. But he's got medical and dental.
I don't know the figures today, but it used to be, and this goes back many, many years, it was $100,000 plus another $100,000 in expenses. And then there's some benefits to that, too, like their personal library and staff and whatnot that's paid for.
Yeah, you know, something, too, is that Clinton had whole parts of his house built onto so the Secret Service would have a place.
And that's all taxpayer money.
Yeah. Okay, Henry, got to run.
Thanks.
All right, Henry, thanks for the call.
You bet. Bye.
Right. Hey, Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us...
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Good one, Bob. 7:45 in the morning. Carl on the Bot, October the 30th. Today, my friends, before I get into the more serious stuff, is Taco Tuesday. No, this is not a racial slur. This is because in the second game of the World Series,
someone actually stole a base.
Somebody stole a base. Pagan. I forget what Pagan's first name is. What is it?
You probably Angel Pagan.
Angel Pagan. Angel. Jesus.
Or you know, that's a very religious, Angel Pagan.
It's a very religious culture. Yeah, Angel Pagan, or could say pagan, Pagan stole second base. And when he did, Taco Bell is now giving away their Doritos Los Tacos today from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., my friends. Here's your chance to get a free taco. So head on down there, fight your way through the homeless, the people displaced and all that, and get your taco. We've got a Taco Bell right down the street. We're all going to walk down there together and get our free taco today between 2 and 6.
And it's a Doritos Locos taco.
And they figure they're going to give out 2 million of those today. I heard the guy. He goes, yeah, he just stole a base, cost us 2 million tacos. So I think they can afford it. All right. Let's get into something a little more serious here. Yesterday, again, you know, I talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about the Benghazi and the lies that have been coming out of the Obama administration. And, you know, my friends, it's got to be lies. I can't, you know, it's fog of war. You know what? Fog of war. You're sitting there with a tape of what's going on from a drone overhead. You're getting a report from on the scene from the CIA watch officer and a SEAL, and you're saying the fog of war. It's no fog of war. It's a fog in their heads. The point is that why hasn't the mainstream media made something out of this? You know, why is it still pulling it out? That was 9/11. Guess what? How many weeks ago was that? Gee, 9/11. That's September 11th. And today is October 30th. And they are still blowing smoke at us. You know, if you remember when George Bush, at the, you know, during the election in 2000, they came up with a, oh my gosh, he had a drunk driving charge 24 years ago. I mean, right before election night. You remember that?
Yeah, like 4 days before the election.
And, you know, and it was like, and the people, I think that, frankly, it turned a lot of people off. They went, are they that much against him? Yes. Yes, they were. And then they bring up, you remember the Dan Rather saying that he put his whole career. Here's a career that he, you know, of journalism, what, 30, 40 years? He puts it all on the line for a fake story. And then he tries to stick by the story. And even when it was shown to him, it was forged. He said, well, I still feel my instincts feel like this is true. Dan Rather, you're a fool. But here's the point. They stuck to it. The media ran with it. They ran with it. Why aren't they running with Benghazi? Why aren't they seeing this? Why aren't they say, well, my God, wait a minute. Here's a guy that was on the ground talking about this and, you know, and sending out reports. And we had and 7 different command centers were covering these things. A drone was flying overhead and they said that, oh, well, you know what? We don't really want to send people into harm's way unless we know what's going on down there. Crap. Crap. That's all it is crap. Let me tell you what. I can't tell you how many times we're sent out. And you can ask any military man that's been in combat. Did you know everything that was going on out there? Did you know where all the bad guys were? Did you know that they were, you know, did you know they were in every spot? Did you know they were here? Did you know where they were there? Did you have everything in place? Of course not. You don't fight wars like that. You go in with the best information possible, but they had a drone overhead watching this. They knew from the beginning it was not a riot. They said at the beginning, this is not a riot. The Obama administration played this badly. And then the commander in Africa who stood up the Spec Ops team, a guy by the name of Ham, he just had a change of command. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that the general who had a 40-year career, enlisted and Marine, a general officer in charge of the African campaign, African command, I should say, when they were asking for help and they were told this, and the special forces were told, the CIA were told twice to stand down, he stood up a team. He no longer has a command. Now, coincidence? Could be. Was this something that was going to happen? Could be. Kind of a coincidence, though, don't you think? How interesting that is. That in all this stuff in Benghazi's going down, reports from the field, able to laser it, troops within 4 hours from Italy, planes within an hour and a half that could have been buzzing over there. We've sent planes over, busting the sound barrier all over a city before to let them know, hey, we're here, and the next one's going to be on you, even if you didn't drop. They were there. Where were we? An ambassador of the United States in an unprotected area with no security gets killed, and the Obama administration says, well, my first job was to secure Americans. Wrong. His first job was to try and obfuscate what's going on here. We know what happened. We have people on the ground. Why don't they release the drone footage? Is that out there? Bob, have you seen that anywhere?
Have not.
Well, why don't they release that? We know it's there. Why don't you just see it? They knew from the beginning it was not part of a protest. Heavy weapons. Tactics. In, out. And the final team that went in there, without permission, rescued 22 people. Without permission. This is what you have to think. This is your commander-in-chief. This is a man that next morning went to Las Vegas to raise money for his campaign. Where are his priorities? Obviously, not in taking care of our people. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you worked so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bot. 7:55 in the morning, October the 30th. What's the weather today there, Bob?
Well, Carl, we have mostly sunny skies today, a high near 75 expected for Redding. Skies starting to cloud up tonight, and by late tomorrow morning, we may see rain, 30% chance of precipitation late tomorrow morning, increasing to 90% tomorrow night. Not good news for trick-or-treaters. We'll see a high of 67 tomorrow, followed by a low of 51. And we have 54 degrees right now in downtown Redding.
All right, that's weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards! Take a quick trip out from Palisadjo, heading up towards Shingletown. You're like 9 miles before you get to Shingletown. Thursday night, of course, is pizza night. Then they have great, great lunches during the week, and then brunches on Saturday, and then and Sunday dinners Friday and Saturday night with great music. Give them a call though, 474-5546. And as you just heard, they're having a big winemaker's dinner out there on November 10th. And that's going to be just outstanding. Great value for your money. 474-5546. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why not Shasta Gas Propane? They already service 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. Compare their prices. Do they give discounts to veterans and seniors? It's a full service provider, which means they're qualified to handle everything from putting in your underground piping to installing and servicing your new propane appliances. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Local people doing great work. All right. Okay. You know, the latest, and I'm surprised about this, you know, in the statistics, and of course you get into statistics about that, is that the, you know, racial bias has increased in the last 4 years. Would you believe that, Bob?
What do you mean by racial bias?
Well, that the anti, and they took the people taking the survey said that, thoughts from, you can answer that phone. Anti black sentiments, and I'm not exactly sure what that is, or anti Hispanic sentiments have gone up. And I thought, well, that's, you know, to me that's kind of, you know, I'm trying to figure out, well, why is that? Is, you know, and this is during the Obama administration. The man was a black American, a half black, half white, a black American, and says, you know, is president of the United States. And are people mistaking, you know, the dislike of their feelings for his policies, and they're somehow transferring this over to the whole race? I'm not sure. Hey, let's go to the phone. Sherry, good morning. We only got a couple minutes.
Good morning. I understand that. I think you're right on about the Benghazi situation, and we should all be enraged about that. The situation reminds me of a story in the Bible where God came to Adam and said, you know, you ate of the tree of life. What happened? He said, well, the woman made me do it. Well, they're blaming everything now on Hillary, and she's supposed to be taking the fall for this. They're all involved in this.
This whole thing is a mess. You know, I don't think that you're going to find out before the election, of course. I mean, they just keep dragging it out. We could have found out what had happened within two weeks after 9/11.
Absolutely.
Within 2 weeks. I mean, let's face it. Right after we had 9/11 and destroyed the World Trade Centers, we knew who the killers were in a week.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, so this is all a bunch of, this is all just a way of stretching it out past the election and hoping that it will go away, but it won't.
It won't go away. It'll just get worse.
That's right. Okay, Sherry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
All right,
we've got to take a break. Well, we've got about 30 seconds. Gosh, we got guests for the next hour, I hope. You know, you have guests set up, and then sometimes they don't show up. And for one reason or another, it doesn't happen very often. But we'll have to see what happens here. I see people walking around out there, so we'll be able to go check. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And more Free Fire Radio straight ahead here at KCNR Shasta Redding. It's 8 o'clock.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony.
The level of devastation at the Jersey Shore is unthinkable.
That's where Hurricane Sandy came ashore. A lot of Atlantic City's boardwalk is gone in Seaside Park.
I don't know whether it's the roller coaster or the log flume is now in the ocean.
And Governor Chris Christie says
houses are moved off of their foundations. There are houses in the middle of Route 35.
And train cars washed up on highways. Some roads are blocked by 7-foot-tall piles of debris. There's destruction from the Carolinas to Ohio. 20 people are dead. And there's worry about rotting food. More than 7.5 million homes and businesses are without power as Sandy keeps hitting Pennsylvania into western New York and flooded out New York City, a horrible fire that kept spreading in Queens, trapping people who had to be rescued by boat. 80 to 100 homes burned down. And in New York City, lower Manhattan's a mess as well. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is there live.
The New York City subway is flooded with unprecedented damage. Financial markets, schools, and most businesses remain closed for a second day here. The city that never sleeps is almost completely closed for business, with restaurants, stores, and even 24-hour markets staying shut today. Below 23rd Street, there's no power, not even a single streetlight operating. All bridges and tunnels, nearly all tunnels not open. Two hospitals did not have their emergency backup generators working and had to evacuate even the most critically ill. Dave?
Courtney, it's very bad a different way in West Virginia. A snowstorm.
We plow the local roads as much as we can. We pull people out of, you know, ditches.
And good luck flying to and from the Northeast. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The storm has been a traveler's nightmare. The FAA reporting 8 airport closures, including New York's JFK and LaGuardia, Newark, and Atlantic City. The flight tracking site FlightAware reports nearly 16,000 flight cancellations. Meanwhile, mass transit systems also feeling the pain, with lines closed in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and Washington.
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Woo! Your furnace broke down. Now everybody chilling from your head down to your toes. You got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com.
The Coast Guard continues to search the Atlantic off the North Carolina coast. That was when there was the search and rescue of the people who went overboard on a sunken ship, a replica of the HMS Bounty. 14 people were rescued, but the captain remains missing. Another crew member was later declared dead. Sandy continues, meanwhile, to churn inland, now over Pennsylvania.
Strong winds today forecast to be 30 to 50 miles per hour, anywhere from Chicago to New York City and even portions of New England. So again, a huge storm system. You're going to continue to deal with the rain and the rain showers from New England down into the Carolinas. Most rainfall amounts, though, for today should be relatively light, less than an inch, but eastern parts of Maine can see anywhere between 2 to 3 inches of rainfall.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. It has happened again in Afghanistan, a deadly insider attack on NATO troops. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live in our Middle East Bureau.
The Afghan was wearing a police uniform when he turned his gun on NATO troops, killing two. A spokesman for coalition forces says the gunman is still on the run.
Currently, he's trying to flee from that area, but he's being pursued by ISAF forces and by Afghan National Security Forces.
Right now, no word on nationalities, but British and American troops operate in the area of Helmand province, where the shooting happened. Two Americans died last week in a similar attack. Dave?
Emily, in Colorado, in the town and city of Pueblo, there was a deadly fire early this morning. Four people were killed, and police are treating it as a crime scene so far. Home prices rose in nearly all U.S. cities last month in the latest S&P Case-Shiller Index, showing an increase in 2% in August compared to the same month a year ago, the third straight increase and a faster pace than in July. But on Wall Street again, no trading for a second straight day. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 in our second hour. It's 8:05 in the morning on October 30th. It's 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We'll be talking to Wells Fargo here in a minute. Today, our guests, we're going to be Dr. Larry McKinney from Simpson University. And then we've got our lawyer of choice, Lucky Jesrani, coming in later on in the show to talk about what's going on in legal. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, go on down there. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and Espresso Joe's. It's going to be 52 degrees right now. You know, it's chilly, so you want to go down and get that special coffee from Espresso Joe's that they'll fix any way you want. Mocha, heavy cream, whatever. And then you can walk on over to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Pick out that special cigar. All right, let's head to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Not much has changed. Equity markets are still closed for a second day due to Hurricane Sandy. Despite market closures, economic data is expected to be released with the August reading on the Case-Shiller Index. On the earnings front, most third quarter results have been delayed until later in the week, with the exception of Ford Motors, which posted a positive profit tally this morning. Turning to fixed income, debt markets are closed today after yesterday's shortened trading session. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And if you want to go down and visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. You know what? Wall Street's a mess, and more because of just the water. You need to go down and talk to Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris. They're going to tell you how to work your way through that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back to our guest, Dr. Larry McKinney, Simpson University.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
In Wisconsin, government unions stormed the Capitol and spent millions to oust Governor Scott Walker. They failed. Now the fight has come to our North State. Union bosses have turned the attack on conservative Rick Bassetti, who authored the first pension reform measure in California. His opponent, Brian Dahle, is funded by government unions and refuses to support pension reform and paycheck protection. Rick Bassetti recently faced a large city deficit fueled by ballooning government pension costs. When unions refused to grant concessions, Rick Bassetti authored pension reform and the voters overwhelmingly approved the measure in 2010. Savings from government pension reform has allowed the city to rehire police and fire back to pre-recession levels. Because of Rick Bassetti's commitment to public safety, the city and its people are safer with more policemen and more firefighters on the streets. Stand up for the North State and vote Rick Bassetti for Assembly.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:10 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to our buddies by Alliance Heating and Air. Been around since 1992. They believe in one thing, quality for their customers. Quality. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air. They're going to be there for you. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, our guest, Dr. Larry McKinney from Simpson University, welcome back.
It's very good to be back on KCNR.
Well, it's really good, especially if we had your, that's really hard to do, isn't it, Bob, to make sure those little buttons are pushed, huh? It's not just this Bob. The other Bob has the same problem, so I guess it's Bob's are button challenged.
There you go.
There you go. The fog of war.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're going to have your fog lifted here in a second. Okay, Dr. McKinney, how do you become a president of a university?
Well, first of all, you need to go to college.
Well,
in my case,
I hope so.
Yes. In my case, pursued a career in education, although certainly never envisioned becoming a college president, but started my career in Christian higher education 33 years ago.
Okay.
As a young student development professional, and as I started to work with students, was involved in the higher education community, I suddenly developed more of a desire to grow. And so this is my second college presidency. I've been in some type of a CEO role within higher education for about 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And absolutely love what I'm doing.
Yes. Okay, so but it's in the Christian
side. Yes, my career has been in Christian higher education, private faith-based institutions.
Okay.
And I've been at Simpson University. This is year number 7.
All right. Okay. And where were you before that?
Before that, I served at a Christian college theological seminary in near Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh, okay.
I'm an American, but had the privilege of living in Canada for 8 years.
How was that?
Cold.
Cold.
But enjoyable. But needless to say, very, very pleased to be in Reading, very pleased to be part of Simpson University, and just delighted to be able to serve the North State of California.
Okay, now how many students do we have out there?
This semester, a little over 1,300 students.
So
that
it's
would
growing?
Include, yes, there has been some modest growth. It would include the traditional undergraduate program.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing studies, which is a degree completion format,
uh-huh.
And our graduate programs. We have a number of master's degrees.
I know, and see, I got my my teaching credentials out there, or my whatever they make you do here in the state.
Yeah,
so you can teach school if you want to. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a couple big things happening out there at Simpson right now. Your nursing program and your building.
That's correct. One of the fastest-growing programs at Simpson University is a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. It's a 4-year program for men and women who desire to go into the nursing field. And we are squeezed.
Which is a very needed field.
Very needed field, absolutely.
My daughter is starting her, I guess it would be, she's already finished up her school. Her classroom work, so she's into the hospitals now. This is her final
during
year. During
her clinicals.
Down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she's lucky enough to be in the VA hospital down there.
Good for
so
her.
She just started that, but she said, you know, it's very difficult to get into nursing schools.
Yeah. Actually, there are three parts to our nursing program. We have a step-up program. This is for registered nurses who want to come back to college, complete a bachelor's degree, and through our Aspire degree completion format, a registered nurse can earn a BSN in 16 months. So that's become very popular. The second part of it would be students who are doing their prerequisites to get into the clinicals for nursing. We call that pre-nursing. And then there are students who are actually doing the clinicals and working toward the completion of the four-year Bachelor of Science degree in nursing.
Okay. Well, that's so you're how many people can you graduate out of that?
Right now we can admit 30 a year into the 4-year BSN cohort.
Okay.
But then we also have students who are doing the step-up program.
Step-up program.
Which leads to the thing I really want to talk about.
And
that's
is?
The fact that we are at capacity because of physical space limitations. Our nursing program is currently housed in a modular building. That's a polite word for a trailer.
Yeah.
And we are just bulging at the seams. In fact, the California Board of Registered Nursing limits the number of students we can admit because of our physical space limitations.
Well, if they've got amount of space a chicken can have in a cage, they ought to have space, I guess, for students, too. So, but that leads to another.
It does. Great, very good news.
Yeah, great news.
Just exactly 1 week ago today, our Board of Trustees approved are moving ahead with the construction of a 30,000-square-foot science and nursing building. And it will speak to the space limitations to which I was referring.
Okay, so at that point, with that addition to your campus plant there out there, that would allow you to what, double, triple?
Actually triple. We could admit 3 cohorts, 90 students a year, into the clinical part of the program. We could probably at any one time have about 150 students who would be doing their clinicals or their classroom work, and that would say nothing of students that are continuing to do their prerequisites in the pre-nursing program. So this building will allow us to take a giant step forward in terms of building our nursing program. It will also provide more space for our science programs and just alleviate some of the logjam that we're experiencing right now in terms of a general classroom space.
Well, you know, that's the best thing. So you can expand it out like that. So you can do something, you can bring into into fruition a building in which then expands the ability to train people to help people. Because, let's face it, we've got an aging population here.
We do.
And with the unknown future, with Obamacare, mm-hmm. and the impact, the serious impact, and I don't mean to make this a political thing, but
sure.
any way you look at it, both sides are saying this, it is an unknown, the impact on Obamacare can have on doctors.
Sure.
And does this mean doctors are going to be overrun? And if that's the case, you're going to need more nurses to help take care of these, you know, in screening.
But, well, I'm a baby boomer talking to
yeah.
a baby boomer, and certainly people of our generation are going to have increased health needs, and we are very aware of the fact that our nursing program will be able to speak to that particular need.
Well, you know what? That's why I'm really happy my daughter went into the nursing program, because so when I'm like about 100, I can go down and live with her and the grandkids and, you know, rock in the porch, and
sure.
she can come in and, you know, give me an IV if I need it, I guess. well, that's really great news. And so how long is it going to take before you have that built?
We are now going back to the architect. He will be working, or they will be working, on detailed drawings. We're hoping to take those drawings to the city sometime winter, early spring. And if all goes well, we would like to commence construction next summer, that's 2013, and have the building fully operational by summer, fall 2014.
Well, that's great. So we're talking about just a little bit over a year then.
That's right.
Over a year, but still, they have a 30,000-square-foot building with everything that you need for medical and nursing.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean,
just,
that's not an easy. That's not just putting up a building.
No, it's not just bricks and mortar. There's a lot of special equipment, some of which has already been secured.
Great.
But again, housed in a modular building, it will be moved to a much more state-of-the-art science and nursing building.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here early, because I want to get back to you've got some other things that are going on there. And we just got the good doctor here for till 8:30. So we're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, 8:18 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. And enjoy today, because I think tomorrow it's going to be raining. Miss a day, miss a lot.
American history and practical man. Study him hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone.
Hi, I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Redding. However, because the council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Reading an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed, but much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Reading receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, the Simpsons. Okay, got it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:22 in the morning. Carl in the bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving the greater Reading area and, of course, all of the North State. And you know what? Ford came out today with third quarter earnings, positive earnings. Now, this is a car company that didn't take a bailout and managed to be very successful. Mm-hmm. Oh, people, how come that's never mentioned in the debates? Anyway, okay, Reading Crown Motors carries the car, whether it's previously owned or brand new or truck or SUV that you want. And not only that, after they make you a great deal, because they are your neighbors, they take super pride in servicing the vehicles that come into their service center. They just do great work. I can tell you that for sure because I've had my Ford down there on its regularly scheduled maintenance. Give them a call at 223-2177 or visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue. That's Reading Crown Motors. Good people doing good things. Our guest, Dr. Larry McKinney from Simpson University. We're increasing the your nursing program is going great guns. You're getting ready to build a 30,000 square foot science and nursing facility.
This is correct.
And that'll be open up in a little bit over a year. Yeah. There's other good things going on out at Simpson.
Yes. One of the interest stories the last several years has been this baseball field project. And this summer we were able to complete the first phase of that project, tree removal, rough grading, erosion control. And last week completed the final phase of that project. We have it, as you would say, buttoned down for the winter, ready for the rain. And next spring we'll resume work on that particular baseball field project, and hopefully we'll begin to put the different stadium or field components in place. But there's been great support from the local community, a lot of enthusiasm. This will be a way of not only assisting our Simpson University Redhawks baseball team, but also giving back to the local community as far as youth baseball.
I think we were out there for a fundraiser.
You
had big league dreams at one time. We're doing some work out there.
Ago,
well,
yes.
We need to have another one of those. You know,
that's right.
You know what? Linda and I watched 2 games of the playoffs and then the World Series, mm-hmm. and we haven't watched baseball ever together. I haven't watched baseball in 30 years. Everybody said, "I'll go out to a baseball game." I like to come out to Simpson and watch. I like to go out and watch. I want to come out and watch a game. Got hot dogs?
We do.
Okay. And watch a game. Take Linda out there. She did make me promise to take her to the Giants game sometime this coming year. I said, okay, you know, for your $5 hot dogs or $10 hot dogs and $40 sushi. Who eats sushi at a baseball game? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm off the spot. That's another great story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? One particular area that I've always admired out there at Simpson is Aspire,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for people to finish up out there.
Yeah, Aspire is our continuing studies or degree completion program. It's designed for working adults who have completed part of their college degree, but never had the opportunity to finish, in particular, the bachelor's degree. So these students have a choice of 7 different undergraduate programs whereby they can come to our campus or even now online and over a 16-month period complete their degree. We've had over 3,000 students who have completed their bachelor's degree through this particular format or delivery system in the 22 years that Simpson University has been in Reading. It's been a very successful program.
I think it has. And, I mean, it's a great program.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of time left, but then you have one other. You have a ongoing courses for seniors.
Yeah, this is a fun story. Last year we had about 130 senior adults who came to Simpson University 3 mornings a week for month-long courses for personal enrichment. These students are not included in the 1,300 that I had mentioned previously. They do not take exams. They do not write papers. But they come and continue to engage in learning. The courses may be in the area of literature, history, photography, computer technology, or even biblical studies. And they are some of the most energetic, engaged students that you will ever find on our campus, Simpson University for Seniors.
I think that's a great idea. You know, somebody asked a question in here about the cost of fees per unit for out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference?
We do not delineate in terms of tuition costs between a California resident or an out of state resident.
All right. Now they have the I know that they help you a lot with your GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a veteran, that they help your people help. You walk that one through the morass of the federal government.
Because we are an accredited institution, our students are available for what's called Title IV or U.S. Department of Education funding, which can include veterans benefits, but also the Pell Grant, various forms of student loans, work study, and many of our California residents also qualify for the Cal Grant, which is based upon need as well as academic performance.
Okay, so you pretty much cover all the bases there.
We do our very best to make it affordable for students at Simpson University.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. What do you want people to? You know what? This is not a commercial for Simpson. Believe it or not, my friends, we've had the good doctor on before talking about Simpson and all this, and it's just been a while. This is another going concern here. This is another part of Reading that helps make Reading what it is. A community that it's educated and that cares and you know that wants to move forward, and Simpson University is one of the you know the leaders in that. So, what do you want people to remember?
First of all, a word of thanks. Simpson University relocated here in 1989 from San Francisco. During the 22-23 years, the school has grown in terms of the campus, faculty, staff, students. We have been able to give to the community, and that's part of our mission. But this community has given back. They have embraced Simpson University. It's what I describe as a wonderful town and gown relationship. And it's my prayer that that will continue to be the case as we carry out our mission related to serving the world through leadership, scholarship, and service. And part of our world is not just in an international setting, or a different part of North America, but our world is right here in Northern California, Shasta County, and Reading. This is our home, and we're here to give and to serve, and we continue to be a quality, Christ-centered higher education institution.
Okay. I would like to see you start like a fly fishing class out there. I mean, for, I don't know what kind of credit you get for it.
I'll take that under advisement.
Hey, Dr. Larry McKinney, we so much appreciate you being here with us today and catching up. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're, I'll just give the school a call and get him out here. Well, this is something. It's harder getting you on than a than a congressman. Mm-hmm. Probably because you're busier than a congressman.
I don't know about that, but it's a delight to be here.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. And I like to have somebody on from Aspire, or maybe because we've had somebody on about the seniors classes, yeah. But somebody from Aspire to talk about that, because that's a very interesting course. So maybe you can make that work for us.
I think we can make those arrangements.
Thank you. Dr. Larry McKinney, president of Simpson University. Carl and about we come back. Lucky Jaswani is here, and we're going to be talking the law. And, you in the law. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chris Foster. Superstorm Sandy knocking out power to more than 8 million homes and businesses on the East Coast. Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says crews are on the job.
Those heavy winds left much sooner than anyone forecasted, so those utility crews have been out there and doing those restorations.
The storm blamed for more than 20 deaths, 10 in New York City, according to Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
The two biggest challenges facing our city going forward are getting our mass transit system up and running and restoring power.
There's no firm timetable for either. Could take days for air traffic to get back on track, with more than 15,000 flights canceled from yesterday on, and 1 week from Election Day.
It's another day without presidential campaigning, as both President Obama and challenger Mitt Romney stand down out of respect for storm victims.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. The president's just canceled events in Ohio tomorrow. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to LA bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:35 in the morning, October the 30th. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live. Gosh, you guys are fired up in here. You know, I can't even keep up. You know what? You know, it doesn't scroll anymore. And the reason it doesn't scroll, so I can read things, and I'm trying to run back and forth. But then when I look away, and then I have to scroll down like 100 messages. And you know what? You're upset with Obama. You're upset with Benghazi. You're upset with the idea is that the Axelrod in this, and frankly, you have a right to be upset, my friends. You have a right to be upset. I hope everybody's upset. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Good guys doing great work. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, discounts. And you know what? They give you the same haircut, whether you're a senior, veteran, or just anybody. Man's last stronghold. I like to catch up on National Geographic. Last time I was there, I was looking at, you know, wintry stuff. I like that. DC Tim and the Man in Black. All right, what's the weather like? Real quick.
All right, mostly sunny skies over Reading. A high near 75 today, turning partly cloudy tonight with a low around 50. Increasing clouds tomorrow, a chance of rain 90% by tomorrow night for trick-or-treating. And a high of only 67 on Wednesday. Right now, fair skies and 54 degrees in downtown Reading.
And Sumo Vineyards, that's right, brings you the weather. Give them a call, 474-5546. Peace out. Thursday night, music. Music and great times and great food over the weekend. You know what? They have everything going on out in Sumo Vineyards. And guess what? It's going to remain open because the feds said they could. Because the county was wrong. Hey! 474-5546. All right. Hey, our guest. You don't know why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because our guest is Lucky Jesrani.
How are you doing, Carl, today?
Lucky, as you all have known, for the last, what, 6 months?
Oh, I think it's almost been a year. But
almost
maybe,
a year. Maybe. You know, I think you're right.
Yeah.
This is kind of a bittersweet show.
A little bit, yeah.
Lucky is going to be leaving us.
Yep.
But there's a reason. Otherwise, Lucky would be with us forever. And we'd keep Lucky with us forever.
Absolutely.
He's a great guy. Let's talk about Lucky Jesrani. And I'm going to have you, you know, chime in here.
Sure.
Not only are you an entrepreneur.
Right.
But you head up the, or you used to head up.
I did head up the Active 2030 Club.
There you go.
With Rotary Club.
Rotary Club.
Leadership Reading.
Leadership Reading.
And the Library Foundation. I sit on the board of directors.
Wow.
Yeah.
All those things. Well, the county of Shasta.
That's right. The district
has recognized that they need somebody of your quality.
The district attorney's office here, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, recently extended me an offer, which I've decided to accept. I'll be handling consumer fraud matters, financial crimes, white-collar crimes, as well as other misdemeanors, and I've decided to accept that offer. It's a great opportunity and one I could not turn down. So I'm going to be closing my doors in the next 30 days or so, just winding down my clients and taking care of the last few things with some pending clients.
And that, of course, means then you just can't come on here every month.
No, I can come up for visits, of course, but
consumer fraud. Now, that would be a good thing. You know, maybe get to I know that Steve Carlton would probably not mind you coming on talking about consumer fraud.
Absolutely. We've got a meeting today, and I'll be sure to be bringing that up as well to him because that's something that I'm sure your listeners would enjoy hearing about.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Here's a couple other things. Lucky, we're just really happy that you were with us. And we know the only reason you're leaving is because of, and we understand that. I mean, it's a job offer, et cetera. Now, the only problem is that the hours you work are going to make everybody else over there look bad.
I work crazy, crazy hours, but I'm sure everybody there works just equally as hard as well. So
well, I imagine you could work every day 12 hours a day. Easy.
Oh, there's so much to do there.
So you got to step, you know, there'll be parameters you have to set up or you'll be crazy in a month. So when are you going to run for district attorney?
not anytime soon. I've got a lot to learn.
Look, you know what? He looked away when I said that. He looked away. Watch out, Steve. Watch out, Josh.
No.
Lucky Jesrani is got his eyes on your job. Okay, maybe not right away.
No.
You got a few years.
I've got a lot to learn from both those guys and a lot everybody else over there as well.
I love it. Lucky's going, oh, my God, he's getting me my last show here. He's been so nice for a year. Hey, you know what, Luck? I'm going to take a quick break here so you can get your breath back. But also, I want to talk about in this election how important this election is to whoever wins on our Supreme Court and the impact the next president could have on our Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
I'm Gary Cadd. I'm seeking a seat on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I have attended all but two city council meetings in the last 6 years and consider myself ready to serve the people of Reading upon winning a seat on the council. Sales tax receipts are up 9%, but only two sectors of the economy are showing these increases. They are fuel sales and auto sales. Keep in mind the 9% increase is over last year, which is way down from 2007-2008 when the economic downturn started. The city's pension plan, CalPERS, will be asking for more money this next spring. According to their plan, it must provide 7.5% return on their investment each year. When your investments don't perform, no one makes up your shortfall. CalPERS only received 1% this last year, and they expect the taxpayers, you, to make up the difference. Together, we can protect Reading's future. I'm asking for your support and your vote when you mark your ballot. Vote Gary Cadd, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Gary Cadd to Reading City Council 2012.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back, my friends. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. You know what? What a great day this is. You know, it's 8:43 in the morning. It's almost the end of October. Where in the hell did this year go to? Can I say that? Yeah, I can say that.
It's Bad Bob's fault.
Bad Bob's fault. You know, he lets things go by all the time. You know, we just can't. You know, it's just, you know, it just sees me. I should be reading another commercial, but maybe not. I got them all. All right. Hey, our guest is Lucky Jesrani. And Lucky, and like we said, this is kind of a bittersweet because this is the last show that Lucky's with us because he's going to work for the Shasta County District Attorney's Office.
Yep.
The group that's out there in the county that's got... That defends, or that goes after all these bad
prosecutes,
guys.
It prosecutes
all these bad guys.
Yep.
And defends the, but also you have the public defender group there, too.
Yeah.
And so, okay. The Supreme Court. Whoever wins, how many justices?
I think it might be two this time around.
Who do you think?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Who's the old ones? I mean,
Kennedy's up there.
What about Ginsburg is?
Ginsburg's out.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. Right. Oh, that's right. Okay, she's gone. Well, who's the other one? You got. What about Bremer?
Right. Right. Scalia's getting up there as well. But I don't think he's going to want to go anywhere.
You know what? He's not going to go, especially if Obama wins. I mean, he will be there. He will be there with IV stuffed up his arm.
It's tough, but anything can happen in those 4 years. You know, we don't dictate how we live. You know, life goes for us.
I mean,
but
a car wreck or something. But, okay. So let's just say two.
Right.
The president of the United States can change. If it's two of the same persuasion,
correct.
Say it's two liberals or two constitutionalists. All right. The Second Amendment was a 5-4 vote.
There could be a lot of modifications that go on within the next 4 years, and I imagine it'll be two appointments that occur this time around. I believe Obama has already had one. He's had two already.
He put two women in there.
Right.
Neither of which I thought were qualified, but, you know, hey, they're
and
on there.
And may get another two. The age is pretty up there for those guys, and 4 years is a long time.
Just a caller pointing out, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still on the Supreme Court.
Okay, that's
Court.
What I thought. Yeah. I thought Ginsburg was on there. You know what? She's getting up there, I would think. And she is just...
She would probably be the one.
Oh, my gosh. Is she? She's very progressive in her ideas, I think. You know, anybody, this, the thought about the Constitution being a living document, what do you think about that, Lucky?
Well, you know, I understand the point that they're trying to make, but things are written for a reason, and, you know, I don't want to get into my politics or anything of that sort, but deep analysis is sometimes required into understanding what things can mean. You know, a lot that occurs with judges here as well, you know, what a contract means, but... sometimes things should be taken literal, and it depends on the issue. It really needs to depend on the issue. And
well, you know, the thing about it is, like I said, you know, we've had so many decisions that are 5-4s.
Right.
Including the one about Obamacare. But true. That was Justice Roberts, of all people.
Who was the surprise win.
And I'm still not sure, but did he do that because if they upheld that like that, it could be changed easier?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I imagine maybe that was his thinking. He hasn't come out with a public response, and I don't imagine he would.
Well, it's because his child hasn't been released yet by the people that kidnapped him, probably, so he can make that type of decision. Anyway.
Yeah. I think it's going to be – it's going to come up again this time around, you know, whoever wins. I think this whole healthcare decision is going to be discussed heavily and – yeah, there's multiple other cases that are going to be coming up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be. I think that this time, if Obama wins, I think, you know, he's already said he wants to bring back the assault weapon ban, if you're looking at the Second Amendment. But he also said something that was very scary, too, is that he said, even though there's no assault weapons in Chicago and we have a high crime rate, violence rate there, with cheap handguns. And he used those words, cheap handguns. So if once you get into the, assault weapon ban, then the term cheap handguns, which means then is, I guess, you can go into
what does that mean?
What is cheap? Cheap? And you know what? Jim Reed believes that communities, this is Jim Reed who's running for Congress, believes that communities can make their own laws about weapons. And this is after he said, you know, he supports the Second Amendment. But he said here on the show is that he believes that communities can make their own rules about weapons, which I said, well, didn't Keller versus D.C. say they can't do that?
Right.
Or did it take it to that point? It just said, I know it said that in Chicago, it said that Second Amendment says you can't have weapons. You can't keep a person from having a weapon. But I'm not sure it went as far as to say that.
Well, and I'm not sure what... Jim Reed had said, I hadn't listened to that part of the show, so...
he said a lot of things. Jim said a lot of things.
Okay.
And about that. And, you know, he's for Obamacare, and he said there's parts that probably need to be changed, and it's just that, you know, I don't know how, you know, anyway, that's a completely separate show. What do you, what's your big thing this time? Anything special that's running? I know that this was going to be your, you know, our last show together.
Sure.
But
Anything special coming up for me?
Yeah, I mean, in the law here, when we start talking about, consumer fraud, I've been seeing some things lately with people making phone calls, you're getting things in the mail, especially the elderly during this time of the year.
Right, and that is going to be a segment of the practice area that I'll be included in. One of the matters includes Overstock.com, and the consumer fraud deals with somewhat of a civil issue in a sense that it's fraud against the consumers, whether it's mislabeling, false advertising, those types of issues that directly impact the people in our county as well as in our state.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. Our guest, Lucky Jezrani, on his farewell performance here on KCNR as he goes to work for the Shasta County District Attorney. At least until today he did. He was going there. But we'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Polly Class, Lacey Peterson, Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only, justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Renning Harley Davidson's, our buddies down there. You know, Ernie and Jessica now running the second generation in our Renning Harley Davidson family. If you're looking for a motorcycle, truly looking for a motorcycle that's going to make a statement about who you are, then you need to head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard to Renning Harley Davidson. They've got that bike for you. They've also got a service department that's second to none. They'll take care of that bike, make sure it continues to run without flaws for as long as you own it. That's Redding Harley Davidson. I ride a Harley. My friends ride Harleys, and I've had nothing but great experiences with Harley Davidson. Head on down there. Give them a call, 241-7117. They're going to find, Nathan will find something for you that you're really going to really, really enjoy. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, Redding Harley Davidson. Our guest for our last time.
That's right. Well, hopefully not.
We'll have you back, you know, for 2030 stuff and that kind of stuff. You can still come in like that.
Of course.
Lucky Jez Ronnie. You know, Lucky, instead of talking about legal, you know, stuff here that, you know, you get confused about, let's talk. I'm just kidding, of course. Let's talk about baseball, because I saw, you know what, I've been talking about the Giants and all of this thing for, you know, for a week now because of Linda. But you were at the game.
I was at game
too. I saw you on Facebook, and then I think I may have even seen you at the game, but you are obviously a Giants fan.
Oh, yeah, big Giants fan.
Tell everybody what you did.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be able to get a ticket for game two of the World Series, so I headed down early Thursday morning, and my tickets were standing room only.
Okay, now, they were talking about standing room only tickets, and then they were showing the people there. That's why I think I saw you. And I'm thinking to myself, standing room only. I wonder how much they cost to get into a standing room only game.
I spent $350 on my ticket for that game. They were going on StubHub for close to $450.
For standing.
Yeah.
And you stood for how long?
Well, I got there early because, you know, I'm 5'5" on a good day. So,
if you were 6'5", it would make any difference, because if you left,
people would take my spot.
Would take your spot, rightfully so.
You don't have a designated area. You just stand in the designated standing room only area, and if you move, people would move up front. So I was almost 6 hours. I stood without moving.
Stood without moving because you like those Giants.
I wanted to see that game. I wanted to experience a World Series, and it was a thrill of a lifetime. I had such a blast.
Was it really? I mean, the excitement in the stadium was crazy, wasn't it?
I've never been to a game like that before. Everybody was into the game. It was absolutely exciting. There was, you know, sometimes you see fights at sporting events. I didn't see a single one. Nobody really that crazy.
You know what? The Giants stadium. You know, I've never been there, but I promised Linda I will be taking her to a game this year. Or this coming year, is that everybody seemed happy and loud and exuberant and so much behind the Giants. I mean, you looked at Detroit; they were just almost the opposite.
Yeah, they kind of were. You know, that's what I was seeing at the game too. And I've never been to a game like that with that much excitement. Everybody rallying around the team and so much fun.
6 hours.
6 hours.
Six and a half hours.
Yeah, almost 6 and a half, because I had to get there well before the game to claim my spot. So.
No, there's no pushing or shoving or anything
like
that.
No, nobody was really pushy or shovy, but if you moved, I mean,
if you moved, you're done, because the next person would just step up.
Well, yeah.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, if you're going to give up your spot in line, I'm not going to hold it for you. I mean, since you can stand it.
Everybody else wanted a better view just as much.
Now, you got your sign tweeted all over by the Giants, right?
I did. The San Francisco Giants retweeted my photo as
well. What did your sign say?
It was poking fun at the starting pitcher for the Detroit Tigers from Game 1, Justin Verlander, who is apparently dating the supermodel Kate Upton. So the sign said, "Hey, Kate Upton, I've never lost a World Series game."
So they just passed that one on.
Yeah, they passed that on.
I thought that, now it was standing room only. You were there for 6.5 hours. You couldn't drink a beer. You couldn't eat any food.
No.
Because you didn't want to leave. So there you are, and it cost you, you know, hundreds of dollars. Would you do it again?
Absolutely. I don't know if I could do it 10 years from now, but at this point in my life, it was an opportunity that I couldn't turn down.
Okay.
That was Jay, the Yellow Cab philosopher, calling. He said if you had to live in Detroit, you'd be unhappy, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jay, you're probably right. But, you know, anyway, this is the first time I heard that I saw a photo of you on Facebook. You know, the one time I look at Facebook is when I put who's going to be on the show. And I just, that was the time that there you were smiling and looking down, you know, out there. Well, you know what, Lucky? Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for being in our family here for the last year.
Absolutely appreciate it.
We've, I like the 2030 Club, your Rotary. You're such a good person that does so much for our community, Lucky. And that was one of the reasons we wanted to have you on.
Well, I appreciate it, Carl. It's been, you know, working with you and being an advertiser has been absolutely great for my business, and I do support any, you know, anybody else who's looking to advertise with you as well. So,
well, that's nice of you to say that, Lucky. It's you know what? I just you know, good luck there at the district attorney's office. They need good people there. I know that. And perhaps when we have, you know, we can be there, we can stop assaulting the public. You know, in public works. Okay, no, I won't talk about that. You know, but consumer fraud, I want to have you back on again for sure. As soon as you get your feet on the ground, I'll talk with the DA and you can talk with him about what do we need to be looking at in consumer fraud.
Sure.
There's so many things there. Lucky, good luck.
Thanks, Carl.
Good luck. All right, hey, tomorrow we've got Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. You want to hear him put the final nail in Obamacare? Listen tomorrow. We're also going to have one of the city council on tomorrow morning at 7:30. Let's get our last in there for that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is a Fox News Alerts. I'm Lisa Brady.
This was a devastating storm, maybe the worst that we have ever experienced.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg says New York City alone has 10 deaths from Sandy, which is also blamed for 23 fires in the city, including one in Queens that destroyed at least 80 homes. In seven states, at least 33 people are now known dead, many from falling trees. More than 8 million people have no power. Thousands of flights canceled for a second day. In southern New Jersey, where the storm came ashore, some homes were swept right off their foundations.
Everything is floating. It's all over. It's a mess.
Her home flooded out in Moonaki. The transit systems still disrupted. The stock market closed for a second day after a record storm surge. Fox's Radio's Courtney Keeley live in downtown Manhattan.
There's unprecedented damage and flooding, and it'll keep the subway system closed for now. But now Bloomberg just saying bus service may be able to restart in some capacity by later this afternoon. Below 30.